I'm Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me as we visit with Anne-Therese Barquette. Therese is a specialist in archiving familial menus that grandma might have made and might be making. Tell us about your journey, the food archivist.
It all began when I was a little girl, really. I started archiving recipes at a sensory level.
These were your own family recipes.
Exactly.
Your family owned a restaurant in Morro Bay, California, El Matador.
Yes.
Tell us about that briefly and how that became your epiphanous place.
Well, I would sit on this big metal can that stored all the beans, and I would sit on that as a little girl, and I'd watch my dad cook all the recipes. I'd watch him cut the onions. I'd watch him cut the chilies. I'd see him beat the egg whites to the right peak so they were perfect for making the batter to go around the chilorianos. And I was just taking it all in. And then as I got older, you know, as I could reach the cutting board and learned how to hold a knife, I began to chop the recipes. And all the smells are going on. They're all around me this whole time, you know.
Nice. Well, let's go backstory with your family. Your dad didn't just out of nowhere decide to cook this food. It was familial, right?
It was taught to him, and he rocked it. He made a name for himself and our family in Morro Bay. People still will be like, oh, your dad's enchiladas, that sauce, it was so, so good. And that's kind of part two of how I came to this. So then when he passed, I found myself wanting to make these recipes myself at home. And I didn't have them written down.
It was all mental memory.
It was oral tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It was passed on to him in oral tradition. And then yeah. I realized it was passed on to my sister from oral tradition.
Mm-hmm. But there were also, for you, fortunately, there was that visual component, too, that
yeah.
you physically got to watch him make the stuff where some people never had that luxury with their grandma or grandpa.
Right, maybe you just got the end results.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was fortunate to see the whole process. So I can smell when the chili verde is ready. I
mm-hmm.
can see when the chili verde is ready more than anything else, really. But I still needed to know what to do. And so I reached out to my sister, my older sister, and the oldest in my family. She had all the recipes because she cooked side by side with my dad. So that was the beginning of it. I ended up making with her a family cookbook. And so we took all of those recipes and we wrote them down and we made the family cookbook.
Then something happened. That was one thing to do that for yourself and for your family.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had this epiphanous moment. What happened?
Well, then my mom passed, most recently, actually. And so it was the same thing again. I was like, how did she make those persimmon cookies? And so that realization, it just became very clear to me that there was still more for me to archive for myself and for my family and for future generations. What accompanied that was my own academic pursuits, my own personal growth. And
what was your PhD in?
It's in East-West psychology.
Wow.
So I have a psychology and human development background. I've had a wonderful career working with children and people, and this is an extension of that, really.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, a lot of the research skills that I acquired, I use all my research skills when I do this work. I'm collecting data, I'm preserving it, I'm backing it up, I'm transcribing, I'm synthesizing, I'm creating, I'm being open to the process, and then I'm putting it all together, I'm wrapping it up, and presenting it and making a contribution to families.
Well, let's take it to that next level, because you did your own family,
mm-hmm.
and now you decided to help others.
Exactly.
So tell us about your business model and what you do.
Well, now what I do is I include the video component.
So you go on into their kitchen with a video camera then.
Mm-hmm. So first I'll go into their home, and mm-hmm. we sit down, and they tell me how to make or how to cook or how to bake whatever it is, gingerbread cookie recipe or your grandmother's rice pilaf. I audio record it, and they just tell me how to do it. And then later I go back and I transcribe it and I create a part one, which I called instructions and ingredients. So then I write it all out.
And that's all printed PDF then?
Yes, I type it up into a recipe document. And now it's written down. Now you know how to make that rice pilaf. You know how to bake those cookies or the biscuits or whatever it is. You have it. And sometimes they give me tips, too, so I'll include that. And then part two is we move into the kitchen to actually bake or cook whatever it is that we just discussed. And so they cook or bake, and I video record it, and it's lovely. It's really just hanging out in a kitchen with somebody while they're cooking. And since I'm so used to doing that, being in the kitchen and, you know, being shooed out of the kitchen, and, you know, it's just easy just to be there and video record them while they're cooking. And then what happens is you get to see some of the little things that maybe they didn't discuss. And then you get to see the pot that they, you know, prepare it in, and their utensils and them and their hands, something about their hands. You get to see their kitchen. You get to see it all. And then when we're done, I take all of that back, and that becomes part two, which I call In the Kitchen. And then I combine both experiences, and I put them on this black leather flash drive, and it says pass the recipe, and it's an 8-gig flash drive. And then what happens is now they have it. They have the written document of how to make the recipe, and they have the footage of their loved one preparing it. And now you can share this with everybody in your family, and you have it for your family archives for future generations to come. People who aren't even here yet will get to see it. That part is really exciting for me. So it's about celebrating what's positive about your family. It's about celebrating and honoring your loved one who cooks for you and loves you through their food. And now you have it.
Back to your video process, reading about you on your Facebook and some of the Sun, Santa Maria Sun and whatnot. I remember that they talked about, or you mentioning, that it's pretty much raw. This is not a refined, highly edited video. Mm. This is a fly on the wall. You're watching in real time what's really happening.
Yeah.
And that creates a wonderful memory, video memory in itself, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Are there any things that come to mind that are super beneficial and of that visual component that you would not have had just by printing the recipe?
There's some wisdom that gets conveyed in the visual piece, because you know how sometimes when you cook you get really relaxed and you zone out a little bit? If someone's there, you might just talk. There'll be a story about the food, or I'll ask them, so how did you get this recipe? And then they start to just cook and talk. And then you have that, too. When you transcribe something, you can get it word for word, but there's something a little bit extra special when you get to see somebody cooking a recipe that was given to them by somebody, and you get to hear a story, and that's captured. That could be another plus of having the video footage of them.
As you're talking, what I'm imagining is you, by default, are doing this archival living history project, collectively, an ethnographic project. And I could imagine, I'm sure you've thought of it, as a book, a collection of a lot of these cool, different, familial culinary experiences.
Yeah, that's a possibility. What has happened for me is this is all a very beautiful creative process for me. And I feel like I have so much backing. You talk about the collective conscious. Okay, here comes some of my psych, you know. It is storytelling. It is sharing. It is revealing family. I didn't think of a book necessarily. There's also a level of respect for people's recipes that I hold. They're not mine.
Right.
They're not mine to tell. They're not mine to put in a cookbook. They're theirs. I'm just the bridge.
A facilitator.
I'm just the facilitator. Mm-hmm. I'm just the bridge to bring this back to their family. It's for them.
Right.
And I know, my family's enchilada recipe, there's a secret ingredient in there, and
you're not giving it up.
I'm actually, this has been a good process for me, but I remember when there was a family vow, you know, where, no, but I was always wondering, okay, why is that in the refrigerator? And they're like, oh, it's for the enchilada sauce. I'm like, oh, okay. But you know what? What I do see in my mind, I'd have to get everybody's permission. But I actually, Tom, I see a documentary. I see an in-the-kitchen documentary of all the footage of all these people cooking and hearing their stories and listening to them and just putting all that. That's what goes into my head more than a book, is a short film.
Well, then we'd have the companion book.
And then you could have the companion book. But for right now, it's really my gift to these families, because I know what it's like to, like, not have it and then have it. So why not just have it if you can?
This is an adjunct to your profession. This is part of your passion of your life. But you literally and physically go out into people's kitchens around the Central Coast and do special projects for them. How do they find out about you? Do you advertise? Is it word of mouth?
It's both. I love word of mouth. And I think word of mouth is a wonderful way to share something positive. I serve San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties. There's the food archivist has a ad in Edible San Luis Obispo and Edible Santa Barbara magazines. You'll see a big pass the recipe, because that's what it's about, you know, is passing on these recipes. The Santa Maria Sun wrote an article about me, which was...
I read that.
It's fun. I have a Facebook business page, and there are some flyers and things around, and there's people who have had the experience of talking with me who would be like, oh, yeah, the food archivist, yeah.
Well, I did cruise through your Facebook site and spent quite a bit of time there. And what I really liked, in deference to some people on Facebook, they post a picture of their lunch, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, and that's it. Whereas every post that you had some depth and content to it, and I learned something. I thought that was really cool.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. And speaking of that, a plug, what is your Facebook site? How would somebody find you on Facebook?
Search and type in the search column, The Food Archivist.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? You can even if you're not hooked up with Facebook, you can still go to your Google and type in The Food Archivist, and you will still have access.
You'd get the posts.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then other way you can is just call me. Just call me at 805-234-3069 and schedule a time to meet. Choose a recipe that you want to preserve, and I come over, and we just get right to it, and it's super fun.
I love it. And I imagine you have a website.
You would imagine, but you know what? I'm happy with my Facebook business page. I think it's a very...
So that is your website?
Yeah.
And that's your calling card?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you ever do speeches or talks around the county, presentations?
I would love to do that. I can go to anybody's club or organization and present, like, you know, and have a conversation. Another thing I like to do is I like to give back to the community, too, so I can collaborate with anyone who has a special interest of theirs. And, like, maybe, you know, 20% of the proceeds could go towards your club. And if 10 or 15 people come along and document a recipe, or I document a recipe for them, that could be some monies that go towards whatever objective you have.
Very, very cool. One more thing before we go. Okay. For the listener, once again, to contact you, the best way
is to call me at 805-234-3069, or you can email me at thefoodarchivist@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at The Food Archivist.
Love it. And Therese Barquette, PhD, The Food Archivist on the California Central Coast. Thank you so much. What a joy. This has been an illuminating morning for me.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting for Issues and Ideas. The Underbed musical selection, Sentimientos, is from the album Discoteca with Perla Batalla.